The great land is bathed in the red light of dusk. It seems like just another ordinary night. But once again, trouble is fast approaching.
Where are you getting your money from?
Oh, they're just like philanthropists. They're doing the goodwill of their heart.
They're doing it for the goodness of the podcast community.
I mean, yep. How much are you getting paid to listen to an episode?
You don't get paid in money. They offer
sure.
you either Dunkin' Donuts gift cards or you can donate it to charity.
So there, yeah, donate to charity, like that's happening.
Everything eventually comes to an end.
My work here is nearly at its end. All that's left to do is to fill this grave with your rotting, maggot-infested carcass.
It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow full of dicks begins right fucking now.
To the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm Mike. I'm joined, of course, by the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T, Jaguar Impressive, Mr. Travis Hulse is here.
Thank you, I'm here. Very great.
Guys, Matt is here as well. Matty Boom Boom. Matt.
Matty Boom Boom.
Matt, I hope you're well. I hope you're doing good.
Oh, man. Mike, I really love so much.
So much things?
You love so much things, Matt?
Yeah, that's it. So much things, guys. I just, every day, I wake up and I'm filled with so much hope. And I can't wait to face the day because I know that when it's all done, I will have brought so much joy. And so much joy was brought to me. And it was, it's good. I just love things.
Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We should do that whole intro over because I had you guys turned down way too low. Guys, there's so much to discuss. There's so much love, right, Matt? Love.
So much things.
Things, love. Guys, coming up in a little bit, we're going to be joined by our good friend Willie Handler. He's doing the program again. He has a book.
You know, I can't wait to ask him the question.
You're not going to ask him about... Are you going to ask him the question again, Matt?
The question. There's only one question to ask him.
The big Matt ask?
Yeah.
I need a drop for that. Matt, the Podcoin app announced that they're shutting down. I don't know if you heard the news.
I didn't know that Podcoin was shutting down. MoviePass is gone. Which was a big bummer for me.
Well, you weren't still with it. You just like to watch, right? You like to watch.
No, I was still a subscriber.
No,
to
you weren't, Matt.
I resubscribed.
Why in the world
were like,
would
hey,
you do that?
We got our shit together.
Matt, I heard the news about Podcoin. I was sad to hear that it was ending. I did a little bit more research on Podcoin today. You know that there's like these siblings that keep making these apps, do you remember My Yearbook? When you'd get like three emails from them a day, some of your classmates from your graduating year were on My Yearbook, and if you wanted to see who was on there, you had to pay like $5 a month or something.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what My Yearbook is.
Travis, you remember My Yearbook, don't you?
I don't. I do remember classmates.com, and they were just as bad.
I think my yearbook was the same thing, but they eventually sold my yearbook for millions and millions of dollars. And then for whatever reason, I guess flipped it to a dating site. So I guess once they have you in the system, then they can then make the website something different. I don't really know how the whole thing works.
Once they got that sweet, sweet data, they don't actually have to follow through on any kind of promises or anything.
Yeah. I mean,
they have your information. So
PodCoin, it lasted less than a year. So if you guys were holding up PodCoins, hoping to get those Bose headphones for listening for 13 years, you're going to end up being a little short.
Are people going to be able to get those $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift cards?
No, no. See, because I think you had to listen for like 3 years to get one of those, Travis. So what you end up with, I think, is just the donating it to charity part. That's really all you can afford.
Oh, you don't really end up with anything. And then you donate as a charity, but there's really no value to it. So charity doesn't really get anything either.
No, because the company went under. So I guess there's really no one to hold accountable if those Indonesians don't get their shoes.
Mm. So they packed their bags, sold the data, and took off.
Right. And MoviePass. See, MoviePass, that's all they wanted was the data, right?
Well, of course.
And they
that's
got
how
it.
They were making their money.
They got it on millions and millions of people, whether you cancel or not. I mean, they got it.
And well, then how come their stock isn't worth more? Because it keeps going up. It went up the other day. It went up like 58%, which was still less than a penny.
It was like 0.0017 cents.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do with those 0.0017 cents, Travis?
You just got to hope that the parent company of MoviePass rebounds and does something different rather than MoviePass. And then we'll hopefully after MoviePass is a distant memory, those stocks will be worth something.
Yeah, I'm not a math guy, Travis. I don't know how it all works. I'm not familiar too much with the stock market or anything, but I'm trying to learn. You got me into this mess. This is all your fault.
What are you out, really?
Not
did
much.
He hook you in with the Robinhood app?
Yeah.
Travis, are you successful with the Robinhood?
I'm actually less successful with Robinhood than I am with my actual stock account. I think more so because it's too accessible at my fingertips. So it's like a video game rather than like an actual investment thing. It's like, oh, who cares what happens to this $50? It's like a video game. But if I would have made the same choices on the Robinhood app that I made in my actual like investment account portfolio, right, I'd be doing really well, but I did not do that. And now I'm stuck with, 30 some shares of Harmony, the parent company of MoviePass.
Now, Travis.
So I, like a while back, I downloaded the Robinhood app and I think I threw like $20 in there and I bought, I think I have four shares of Zynga. The gaming company.
Yep.
And I bought it forever ago and literally haven't opened the app. I have not opened it. I haven't used it in forever and just logged in randomly earlier this week because I was like, oh, I wonder how that's going. And it's up pretty high. And I turned that $20 into $26.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I made all the wrong decisions on the Robinhood app. Like in my investment account, I bought Roku stock when it was like $30 and it's now worth like it's been bouncing between like $130 and $160. So I've done really well with like Roku. I've done well with Disney, but I didn't put enough money into that Robinhood app to buy stock that's worth a shit. So I ended up buying like a bunch of commodities and things like, like some like natural gas stock or something. And that all fucking torpedoed. So the wrong choices is really, it's my fault.
I've been buying all them solar panels, Travis.
Physical ones or?
No, like.
I think solar panels are on their way out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's all wind turbines now.
No, like solar was a really good investment like 7 years ago.
No, I just did it like recently, Matt.
Yeah, because 7 years ago is when all of the solar companies were doing that big push and you could buy solar panels because you were going to get the credit, but really what you were going to do is sell the energy back to the energy companies, right? Like you were going to have this excess of energy being created by the solar panels. So that's how the credit works. It's like you sell that back to the energy companies. But now so many places that own land have just filled it with solar panels that there's like kind of an abundance of this energy. So the credits themselves.
So the energy companies really don't, as much they don't want it no more.
It's like, not that they don't want it.
Like you
they
keep your solar
want
energy.
It.
Don't care.
It's just not worth as much.
Yeah. The craze is over.
Yeah. Now you can outfit an entire neighborhood with solar panels for next to nothing.
Main interstates, you'll see like those huge fields now, which are just solar panels and like businesses almost like, you know what I see a lot of are the storage units, like people who own a plot of land and they have like a storage.
Oh, yeah. They throw like, the solar panels on the storage units.
So because they're like, oh, here's another way to fucking
more
steal
passive
money
income.
From people.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, still waiting for the big maple push, you guys. Yeah. I've heard was big. I read that on MarketWatch.
That was like 2 years ago that you read that on MarketWatch.
And every year we just maple? Get more pumpkin. When's this maple thing happening?
Maple's not healthy enough to like trick people into thinking that it's like, you know, you got to trick people into thinking they're doing something healthy, right? Like, so seltzer, hard seltzer is a big deal right now because people think, oh, I'm going to go drink a hard alcoholic seltzer, and there's going to be no calories, when in actuality, it's like, you know, 30 more calories than a light beer. Seltzer water.
But it's just water, Matt.
It's not. It's the fucking alcoholic drink. It's a Smirnoff Ice. It's just they've taken some of the sugar out.
Yeah, like, and it's the exact same thing that happened with the Smirnoff Ice thing. You remember when that explosion happened, or when like the explosion of like your father's root beers? Like everything's cyclical. So as soon as somebody makes one thing that's successful, every single company that has their toes even dipped in that market decides, well, shit, we need to get a piece of that. So that's why every time you turn on the TV now, there's like 70 different seltzer waters because White Claw was such a big thing.
White Claw, Truly's.
Yeah, Truly's. It's like, there's so many different ones now. And all they're going to do is saturate the market. They're going to make their money and then they're going
to
bounce.
I've yet to taste one of those fucking things that I even slightly enjoy. They all taste like a fucking malt liquor shithole.
See, to me, they just taste like that shitty flavored seltzer, like a LaCroix or a Bubbly or whatever. Like,
see, I'm a huge seltzer fan. I love seltzer water, and we drink a ton of seltzer in my house. And any of those that I drink, I can't get behind them at all.
I got into Bubbly for like a couple of weeks. I got really into the Bubbly, and I bought a whole bunch of them.
Is it because of the commercial, the Bublé?
No, I was into it before. I just saw a box and bought it just randomly at Walmart and then just started buying it. And I still have a bunch of them that like I forgot about because I stopped being into them.
I'm really happy that I've made the switch to seltzer. Like, I didn't drink a ton of soda before, but it definitely satisfies. I love to use it as a mixer for an alcoholic beverage, you know, a little vodka in there.
Did you happen to catch any of the daytime Emmys that were on the other day?
I would never.
Matt,
at all.
There was a red carpet interview before the daytime Emmys that went viral. And
was it wacky?
It was a little wacky, Matt. And I've
a little wacky.
I've watched it a couple of times, and I'm trying to figure it out now. Pythagoras, he had the theorem with the triangles, right? Are you into Pythagoras, Matt?
No, you lost me a while back with daytime Emmys.
Okay, so he was also really into reincarnation, apparently. Like, if you die, then like you come back as like a bird or something.
Mm-hmm.
Guy had some big, wacky theories, right? So I mean, like when I say Pythagoras and like, you know, the great thinkers of our time. You try to think of the modern day equivalent to that, and of course your mind goes directly to Terrence Howard, right?
Right.
So
I don't know anything about Pythagoras.
So I want to understand what Terrence Howard is saying, and I'm hoping that you can help.
Okay.
I'll play a little bit of this for you.
Lucius is in the house. Terrence Howard here. You made huge headlines when you said, after you complete these 15 episodes of Empire, you got to walk away for a while or forever?
For good. I mean, everyone keeps trying to tell me, don't say it's forever. But I've spent 37 years pretending to be people so that people can pretend to watch and enjoy what I'm doing when...
Okay, so it's not weird yet. I mean, he's given up acting. That's kind of weird. He's a great actor, Matt. Why?
He's a great actor, but what has Terrence Howard done recently?
Empire. He's on Empire.
Sorry.
I've made some discoveries in my own personal life with the science that, you know, Pythagoras was searching for. I was able to open up the flower of life properly and find the real wave conjugations that we've been looking for 10,000 years.
Okay, now it's getting weird, right?
No, it's actually starting to make more sense now.
Okay, yeah, he found...
He's fucking batshit. Yeah, that's where we're at.
Okay.
Why would I continue, you know, walking on water for tips when I've got an entire generation to teach a whole new world?
That's a big remark. Yeah. What do you intend to do?
Well, let me put it this way. All energy in the universe is expressed in motion. All motion is expressed in waves. All waves are curved. So where does the straight lines come from?
He's right, though, Matt. Where do the straight lines come from, right?
So is he a flat earther?
Well, I'm just glad that he's done walking on water for tips.
To make the platonic solids, there are no straight lines. So when I took the flower of life and opened it properly, I found a whole new wave conjugations that expose the in-between spaces. That's...
Oh, boy.
It's the thing that holds us all together.
So, I mean, this is deep, right?
No, he's on mushrooms.
Trevor, so mm-hmm. We need to unpack this, I think. So he opened up the flower of life... And found that there are no straight lines, right?
Yeah.
And that we're all connected in weird ways, right?
Well, I don't know that. I mean, we're definitely all connected. I don't know that it's in weird ways. We're just, you know.
He still didn't say what he planned on doing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Here we go, Travis.
I'm sharing that on Tuesday when I receive my star, I'm going to be able to prove that gravity is only an effect and not a force. I'm putting something on YouTube where I will build the planet Saturn without gravity.
Okay, so now the planet Saturn is involved.
Oh, he's got to build the planet Saturn yet.
Yeah.
All right.
You think after he's done building the planet Saturn, he'll come back to like primetime drama?
So he's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and like when he gets that star, like the gravitational pull of Saturn is going to break free, and like we're gonna see some shit. You know what I'm saying, Travis?
So are you saying the only way that we can affect change here? The only way we can affect change here is to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Well, first of all, we fucked up not putting him in Iron Man 2. I can say that for sure.
Well, and I guarantee Iron Man 3 as well.
If Terrence Howard made his way through all of the Avengers movies, that Keaton Jones would have made it to the Avengers premiere.
Okay, so the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Saturn. What else, Terrence?
Built the Milky Way galaxy without gravity.
Did you also Tuesday. Say you're getting your star on?
Yeah.
On the
walk.
She's trying as hard as she can to stop him from sounding like a lunatic.
It's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And she,
So back to Hollywood stuff because you're your actor.
You have to applaud the effort,
of course, because she's like, oh God, we didn't want this. Like she knows that obviously this is good, but at the same time, like they're just trying to do commentary. They're just trying to talk to people on the red carpet. What are you wearing? And this is happening, and he's gone too far. Like he's gone way over the deep end that even she knows. Like I can't do this.
She's conflicted because she knows she's got good shit here.
Yeah,
but that's not her wheelhouse. Right kind her wheelhouse of good, is the, man.
Yeah,
you feel like you would just would you try to steer it back to what you're supposed to be doing, or would you just try to get him to act like an even more insane person? right? Like, start feeding him lines, you know, to talk about, like, well, the, you know, the earth core.
You're like, so Pythagoras is triangles, right?
Yeah, the core of the earth is pulling towards us when we talk about the circle of life.
Explain the gravity thing. More detail, please.
On the Walk of Fame, which is interesting. How am I getting a star when I've never, for TV, when I've never received an Emmy nomination?
Well, because you paid for it, Terrence. People pay for those. Somebody went to your agent and said, hey, will you pay the fee to have your Hollywood Walk of Fame star? And you said yes, because you felt it was important. Right?
Terrence, when you're filming Empire, what do you do with your wallet?
For TV.
You're a presenter tonight. You can do whatever you want when you stand in front of that microphone. What are you going to do?
I have no idea. I'm just being honest and looking at it. You know, I would think an Emmy nomination would come first.
Yeah.
So, okay, wait a minute. So he went off the deep end talking about building Saturn and weird lines and shit. But when they steered him back to the star that he's getting on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, then he gets bitter about not receiving an Emmy before he gets his star. He drops all of the weird, wacky, spiritual, mystical, astrological bullshit and goes straight to being bitter about not receiving an Emmy.
Where's my little gold man trophy?
Oh, I'm presenting, but I didn't get an Emmy ever and never been nominated.
I'm quitting acting. They're not going to give me like a lifetime achievement award. I was in Hustle and Flow.
I'm done with walking on water for tips.
For tips, bro.
So, guys,
we'll be right back.
You know, what I want you to do is I want you to really dissect that, and I want you to tell me, what's Terrence talking about, guys? You send me some tweeters or something. You tell me what that was, because I've watched it a couple of times and I don't understand. I don't understand what he's saying.
To be fair, I don't think he understands either, though. Like, there's no way that
he sounds like he does, though, Matt. I mean, like he sounds educated in something. I mean, he read like some kooky ass alien website or something, and like, I mean, he's convinced of whatever the fuck he just said.
I'm telling you, he's either on mushrooms or like DMT.
You think he just showed carpet. Up to the Emmys? He's like, hey, all I'm doing is presenting. I can do a little blow before I show up, right?
Yeah, he's there's
yeah,
something
but this isn't
on.
Even blow. Like, this is, you know, he's feeling something.
Yeah,
this
he's tapping into something in his innermost brain.
Right.
Like not a normal path. Like, if you're on blow, it's just like speed talking about regular
Travis,
shit.
Travis, I was just trying to agree with different. You guys, and I didn't know like what the cool hip terms were. Is blow not what you guys were talking about?
I think you're asking the wrong people.
I was just trying to be cool, Matt.
Blow is blow cane.
Yeah, I was just trying to be cool. So guys, what we're going to do, we're going to go to break. When we come back, our good pal Willie Handler is going to be joining us, so stick around.
WFOP! Honey, I just heard about a great new product that takes the mess out of shitting in your mouth.
But I love when you shit in my mouth. That's our fun garage activity.
But with the shit in your mouth funnel, I can shit in your mouth in the bedroom, in the kitchen, anywhere.
There it is. Shitfunnel.com. Just a couple of clicks. Ordered. It's in the mail.
In the meantime, want to go out in the garage?
Mm-mm.
Strangely, we like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
Next week, Spooky Month returns to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
If you have a problem and no one else can help, and you don't defend their delicate sensibilities, maybe you can hire the Millennium AT.
Murdoch, you damn fool. That's a trigger word.
Please bow.
You.
As I see it.
I christen thee.
It's not a thing to do.
Worthy of the mantle that is FOD. Go on, young, pudgy Zach Galifianakis. Ride your imaginary steed.
Challenges and it's for the future.
I'm so sick of the rat race and these pissing contests. When did it become okay to start living like this? And I'm sick of the liars in the political seats. And I'm sick from the poison that they force us to eat. And they use television. Keep us confused, create division, when we don't share the same view. A world full of hatred is all that comes through. I'm so sick of this place, but I'm not sick of you. Why don't we move to Mars? Make our way right through the stars. It will all be ours when we move to Mars. Move to Mars. Move to Mars. It will all be.
Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a Canadian author. His latest novel is called Loved Mars, Hated the Food. Get it on Amazon. Willie Handler is on the program. Willie, welcome back, yeah. Willie.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Only the last time I was on, and it was great that you had me on, but afterwards, three readers returned their books.
So you went negative three on the book sales.
I did. I may have sold one book and then three were returned.
Willie, that's what we call the WFOD bump.
You know, Travis, this has happened before because we had a filmmaker on that was doing a Kickstarter, and the night he was on the show, he had somebody rescinded their Kickstarter pledge.
Yeah, they were like right there, and they only needed a couple bucks, and then we heard like the next day that
they
rescinded their money and they weren't.
They popped the champagne, they hit their goal, and then like somebody went negative $5 on them, so they had to do it again.
Ooh.
So yeah,
really, I actually I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a serial pirater, so I bought your book. I made a bunch of copies of it, and then I returned it.
Nice.
Yeah, and I've been selling it.
What happened. There's probably a flurry of people who pirated my book afterwards, which is great.
Matt likes to make digital copies of books and then sell them on Amazon for Kindle.
It's true. Willie, your book is doing really well right now.
On the secondary market, yeah. So, Willie, the Canadian news that was going on this week, your prime minister, he did a bunch of blackface. That's not good, right?
Well, you know, we call it brownface.
Oh, okay. That's better, right?
That's okay, right? Brownface, not like blackface.
That's different. You're right.
Yeah.
Only in the name itself.
I did notice that the trending news was that he was caught in photographs with brown face, which
he churched it up a whole lot, Travis. I think he was saying like he darkened his skin. He was using some like really nice language about it. He made it sound almost kind of pleasant.
You see, the way I would have approached it was that, oh, something went horribly wrong when I went under the tanning lamp.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
Is that what they call it up there, the tanning lamp?
I don't know. What do they call it? I don't really know.
What are they to call it here, Matt?
What would you call it?
Yeah, the tanning bed.
Tanning lamp.
Well, I mean,
I think it's a series of lamps, Matt. I mean, like, our cultures aren't that different, Matt.
That's assuming there's an entire bed of these lamps.
Matt. You're just being argumentative.
I think you're being elitist, assuming that anybody who wants to tan unnaturally has an entire bed full of these things.
Yeah, maybe you just need one lamp.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we put a whole bunch of lamps in a bed. Maybe you don't need that many.
That's wasteful.
Yeah, that's too many lamps.
Willie, I didn't realize this, and maybe I forgot it from the last time you were on, but he's a big hockey fan, Mike, and he was congratulating the Blues for beating the Bruins.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
I was really worried the Bruins were going to win the Cup.
Yeah, he doesn't so much care that the Blues won. He's just glad that the Bruins lost.
Mm.
A lot of people don't like the Bruins, Matt.
Did you bet on the Blues? Because had you bet on the Blues, you wouldn't even need this gig anymore. You'd be so wealthy.
Yeah,
you'd be like Amazon.
Willie, I grew up in St. Louis, so I knew better than to bet on the Blues.
And oh, okay.
They proved me wrong.
You would be bigger than Amazon right now.
Right. Yeah. There's a reason for that, because we were very surprised, especially this year, because they were pretty bad.
They had a bad start, but it all worked out, right?
It did. It worked out in the end, and we got lots of bootleg T-shirts sold on street corners.
Oh, nice! That's always the bootleg ones are the best.
So that Wisconsin kid had a good season, didn't he?
Who's the Wisconsin kid, Travis?
Is that a Pavelski?
That's another name for Travis, the Wisconsin kid.
Joe Pavelski, he played for the San Jose Sharks. No, he didn't have a great season. They lost.
Yeah, he did good for the Blues.
No, he doesn't play for the Blues, Travis.
But he plays for Dallas now.
Yeah, he's a Dallas.
Well, who's Wayne Gretzky with now?
Wayne Gretzky's
retired.
Janet.
Travis.
He's with Janet right now.
Janet Gretzky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. God, I can't wait till they launch the XHL.
Maybe the two of them will start figure skating or something like that.
Oh, that would like be that movie Blades so of Glory great. With Napoleon Dynamite and Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Are exactly. You think no, Travis, The Cutting Edge, that's the definitive ice skating movie.
Yeah.
I was thinking I, Tonya was the one that I enjoy the best.
Is this guy the Trudeau guy with the brown face? Is he going to get in a lot of trouble? He said he was sorry, Matt.
He apologized. He basically said, look, I was a rich kid, privileged. I didn't know there was anything wrong with doing something like that.
Yeah, but like here in America, we attack, we wait for the apology, and then once we get the apology, we're not happy until you're divorced and your kids disown you. And like we take away your high school graduation, and literally like the only thing that you have left is like your little stuffed animal from preschool.
You essentially got to be Matt Lauer, right? You got to get divorced and you got to move like to Ecuador or something.
We can kick you out of the country, but even when you move out of country and you're living well, like we got to try to ruin where you live because that's how awful you are.
Well, it actually only lasted about 3 days, and then people got bored. And and the NHL started the preseason games, and everybody forgot all about it.
Great timing then, right? Well, that's true with anything, though, Matt, isn't it? I mean, like, you know, some people won't forget unless it, like, I guess, you know, Willie, we have a passionate Canadian listener who doesn't like the Amber Alerts. Do you have an opinion on Amber Alerts?
Here who hate it.
Like when they wake you up at night and you can't turn them off? Or are you just kind of like, there's a kid missing. I get it.
So your phone can be dead. totally dead, battery drained. Amberler comes on for some reason. Pew, pew, pew. And how the hell did that happen? It's like insane here. Your TV, every electrical appliance, my toasters is blaring sounds.
Willie, you're... Hold on, because our Amber Alert sounds like this. It sounds like... Bah, bah. What does yours sound like?
Oh, maybe it sounds the same.
He was just trying to get you to do it again clean, Willie, so we could add it to our sound.
How's your goal again? What is that? That how many times does it go?
Twice, I think.
Yeah, it's like we get two long ones and a couple short ones, and then...
Yeah, you're right, it is. It's like...
And is it only your phone?
It happens on the radio and the television too. Not Amber Alerts, like just weather
the poster,
stuff.
My fridge is making the noise. Oh, the dishwasher.
Right.
It is everything.
Yeah, and usually the kids are just playing out in the woods behind their house, right?
They're playing hide and seek.
Right. We got all.
In the backyard.
We got all excited about nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, never mind.
Do you guys get one for a silver alert?
Oh, they're not as often as the amber, but we have had silver alerts.
I kind of work in the long-term care field.
You kind of work?
Yeah, I mean, I loosely work in long-term, like old people health care.
Oh, you show up.
Right. And there's, I hear about silver alerts every once in a while. Like where nursing homes just let somebody go by accident.
Well, we have purple alerts as well.
What's that?
When you're missing your dinosaur.
That, really?
You contact the authorities and they activate the purple alert.
Not the mama.
Not really. So what's going on down in the USA? Are you guys getting
Trump
for your election next year?
Trump's happening.
Yeah. Hey,
the U.S. military confirmed the existence of UFOs based on video from an ex Blink 182 band member.
That's true.
Nobody gave a shit about that for more than 5 hours.
What's crazy is that video has been out for a really long time, and then they just decided to like comment on it now.
They're like, yeah, that's real, and probably shouldn't have been on the internet. And then people were like, oh, shit, UFOs are real? And then within 10 minutes, people were like, oh, what's Kim Kardashian saying?
Hey, Willie, let me ask you fucks with the aliens?
Hey,
Willie, you be fucking with the aliens?
No, I do not mess with aliens. There's aliens in my book. Do we talk about my book at all, or it doesn't matter?
No, we need to, Willie. We need to talk about the book. I thought maybe, we brought up aliens. I say we fucks with the aliens. You say, oh, well, that's funny. I wrote a book about it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did.
That's why I moved it over to the...
There were aliens in my book.
Is Blink 182 in your book, Willie?
No, there's Bleaker and Sipa, though.
Are those the aliens?
Yeah, and Dix is from Jersey.
Oh, okay.
But Jersey is almost as close as you can get to Mars.
Right.
Elevation wise, right?
So, yeah. So homeboy goes to Mars. He's a chef, right?
That's correct. Because NASA's concerned about the astronauts having proper nutrition, so they're going to send a chef up to Mars, right?
Yeah, because you can't eat Tang all the time, right? I mean, eventually people got to get some real food up there. It's a tourist trap, right?
Yeah. Well, one of the other issues, of course, is that he's a bit of a pothead.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that must be right up your alley, Willie, being Canadian.
Oh, hey. that's right. Canadians, we all smoke up now. You know that, right?
You're all a bunch of blazing potheads.
Travis, what Willie does is he passes the douchey to the left-hand side.
The left-hand side. They don't even care about Trudeau because they're too busy being stoned.
Oh, Trudeau. Is he still... He's the prime minister, right?
Oh, Trudeau? Cookie dough? Yeah, don't cook. I'll eat that.
So, Willie, your book.
Ah.
Yes. That's right. I do have... I do have a book out. Out 6 weeks. 6 weeks.
Now, Willie, I see you on the social medias. You're going to like author conventions and stuff. And
are you
pretty much just there with other authors?
Yes.
See, now, Willie,
that's the whole concept of an author convention.
Like when you go to these convention things, is it just a bunch of authors?
No,
walking around talking to each other?
They're readers. They're book readers. They come in and want to schmooze with authors. And they'll say, "Oh, are you the author?" And I said, "No, I'm Willie Handler. I have the same name as the author. and I'm here representing the book."
It's a pretty good gig if you can get it, I guess.
I always wanted to attend one of these conventions as like a guest because I feel like you probably fed a lot of free drinks.
Mostly just bottled water.
Oh. Oh yeah, they're free though, right?
I was actually just on one on Sunday. And it was an outdoor book fair and it was like it was 91 degrees. And my books started melting.
Your books were melting? Are your books made of chocolate? Yeah,
to the heat.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, if there's a way to get people back into reading, Chocolate books might be the answer. Like finish a page, you just tear that shit out and eat it, man.
Yeah, what else are you gonna do? You're gonna donate it? You're gonna donate it to Goodwill?
I think if Dunkin' Donuts made books, edible books, people would be back to reading.
Yeah, it worked for candy cigarettes. So
right, yeah, that's true. See,
like episodic books. I mean, you don't want like a full meal of a book. Maybe just like, you know, you feed them a chapter and then like
maybe like show up once a week, get your chapter, get your chocolate, right. Come back next week.
Like short stories.
Willie,
I think we're really on with the Green Mile.
I'm going to snack on a short story.
Yeah. Or like a novella.
I'm a little bit more hungry. I'll have a novella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Willie, since the last time we've spoken to you, I got a dog. Yeah,
and I
have not bought my dog any shirts yet, but Target has their dog Halloween costumes out now, mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, I go to Target and I see all these Halloween and I know the dog's just gonna eat the Halloween costume, but you see him and you imagine his stupid face hanging out of the end of that hot dog costume.
It's always cute.
And I mean, like, even if it gets you like a brief moment of joy to embarrass your dog, it's worth it, right?
We have an ice cream cone costume for our little lap dog.
Yeah.
What kind of a dog is it?
It's like a Pomeranian slash Chihuahua Pomeranian mix.
And it's an ice cream cone?
It's like an ice cream cone. He's like a little white fur ball with a little brown on him. And we actually have an ice cream cone, a snowman, and a taco.
And a taco.
Yeah.
Taco, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, the dog's name is Frito, so it's kind of fitting.
Oh, my God. Yeah, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you given any more thought to the dogs wearing shirts?
I've been thinking about it a lot lately.
Yeah,
and
it's the time of the year for it.
It really is.
It's getting a little chillier. So, you know, maybe I'm even thinking maybe a sweater.
Yeah,
a sweater would be like a hockey jersey.
Yeah, it's like September too, right? Like there's a lot of weddings going on, so you might want to get like the dog like a tuxedo t-shirt.
The family dog wears on holidays a bow tie.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'll send you a photo.
Absolutely. Looks smart, I bet.
Oh, he looks so sharp. Oh, and with his bow tie, I'm telling you.
And see, a cardigan, see, it's kind of formal, but it's also casual. It's casual. It's kind of a disguise, Travis. It's fitting for all occasions, really.
Well, that's what, like, Cliff Huxtable used to like to wear when he was trying to sneak a hoagie sandwich.
Cliff Huxtable. What is he in prison now?
Yeah.
He's probably in like house arrest because it's Bill Cosby. I can't imagine he actually went to prison.
I think he's doing really well in prison, Travis. I think like the people, they really
he's
like
succeeding
him.
Succeeding in prison.
Can you imagine all the dudes who grew up with fucking Cliff Huxtable on The Cosby Show? There's no possible way he's having a bad time.
Right.
That's absolutely. And not only that, free drinks on him.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly.
Would you like a drink?
Guys.
Oh, you're getting a little woozy there, aren't you?
Guys, the book is called Loved Mars, Hated the Food. Willie.
Available everywhere, Willie?
It's available online in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Chapter Indigo, and my publisher's website, Kyanite Publishing.
Guys,
listen, everybody, if you're not a reader and you don't want to buy Willie's book, which I highly encourage that you do, at least go to Amazon and leave him a review like you did buy it.
Yeah, or...
it's right. That's right.
Or you could definitely still go to booktorrents.com.
Review. What a great book.
And yep.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
If you're too lazy to do all of that, just Google dogs wearing shirts. Mm-hmm. Send Willie some dogs wearing shirts. He loves them. He gets really excited when you send him a dog wearing a shirt, guys.
It is the funniest book out this year in Canada.
Guy, Willie, we appreciate you hanging out with us for a bit. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Take care.
Thanks, Willie.
Hey, Mike, how much does your dog weigh?
She was 30 pounds when we got her. And then we took her to the vet for her ear thing, and she was 38 pounds. And then 2 weeks later, we showed up for a follow-up visit, and she was 46 pounds.
46 pounds.
You put 9 pounds on that dog?
We've put 16 pounds on her since we got her.
What are you doing?
In July. In 2 months, she's gained 16 pounds.
Did the vet tell you that she's at an unhealthy weight now?
No. She was thin as shit when we got her. Like, you could see her ribs when we got her.
All right.
So I think that she's what weight she should be now.
And that's just because you're feeding her nothing but like baked beans, right? Fucking, cans of baked beans.
Fucking beef, Travis. I just feed the dog nothing but beef.
Just beef, just like a fucking raw chuck steak.
You want some fucking beef and cheese? Here you go.
Ooh, it's what's for dinner, you little bitch.
Yeah.
You could start feeding your dog the raw food diet.
Travis, we went to the Menards a couple weeks ago, and
you save big money there.
You save big money at Menards. Yeah, absolutely. And they had a Mr. Bill dog toy. When the dog bites Mr. Bill, he goes, "Oh no." Mm-hmm. And it's really been enjoyable. Like, we've gotten her squeak toys that are not fun, but for whatever reason, whenever the dog bites into Mr. Bill and he goes, "Oh no," I get a real kick out of it.
I can't believe they can even sell those. Like we are probably the last generation that even knows who Mr. Bill is, right? And we're like, what, pushing 40?
Well, I mean, it's still funny even if you don't know who Mr. Bill is. I mean, you're...
I guess that's true.
Last night she ripped all the stuffing out of his head. So I think Mr. Bill's on the way out.
Did he endorse Pizza Hut?
Mr. Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, so Matt is also of the generation that doesn't know who Mr. Bill is.
No, I know who Mr. Bill is, but I remember some commercials when I was a kid, and I can't remember if it was Pizza Hut.
I don't think he ever endorsed any products. I think he just specifically got smashed on Saturday Night Live.
Maybe.
Are you thinking of the Noid?
No, I'm. God, I want to say that he did, but maybe Pizza Hut had the Pizza Head thing.
You know,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now you got me wondering, Mister,
which was Bill. Like Mister Bill. Yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, sure, shit, Mister Bill Pizza Hut.
Mister Bill did Pizza Hut commercials.
Yeah, Mr. Bill Pizza Hut.
Travis, there was another story that I wanted to talk about.
His name was Pizza Head. In the early to mid-90s, he was a salesman extraordinaire for Pizza Hut.
Mr. Bill was.
Yeah, with his penchant for mischief and uncanny resemblance to it wasn't actually Mr. Bill. It's Pizza Head.
A few weeks ago, we talked about Antonio Brown and the goings-on of him. And I think that we left off with him getting signed by the Patriots.
Yeah.
So then
it's funny because that it was only a week ago and so much has happened.
So he couldn't play the first week because games had already been played on the Thursday game. So then that week he couldn't play. He was ineligible. Right. So the second week he played and scored a touchdown.
Had a great game.
And then
he did have a good game.
Soon after that, there was rape allegations that came out.
Oh, boy.
Actually, it was right before he played.
It was
right before he played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my favorite, Travis, a doctor came forward and said he stiffed the doctor on the bill. Like he was going in. The doctor was measuring how much body fat he had. And he stiffed him on the bill.
But the best part.
But also, he kept farting on the doctor.
I thought this, when I first heard this, I thought it was a joke on this morning radio show that I listened to. They're like, oh, apparently he farted on the doctor when he was being examined.
Matt, have you heard the clip of Antonio? But I guess this doctor films his clients.
There's a clip.
Travis, you haven't heard Antonio Brown farting on the doctor yet?
No, I've not heard it. I just heard the story.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, he films his clients for whatever reason, which is kind of weird.
Well, that's probably not okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's see.
I didn't even get that when you're so lean there. It's pretty freaking low. Here comes the bodybuilders, and this is pretty freaking low. I gotta stay away. My bad.
So this doctor is like sitting and he's standing and he's measuring his body fat like on his chest.
Yeah.
And he keeps farting like
the fact that this came out as a news story while there was rape allegations.
Like while all this stuff was going on, like this crazy stuff. I mean, this guy has been doing some weird shit. And they're like, oh, by the way, he farted on a doctor.
Like the doctor felt the need in the middle of all this shit, this crazy shit and rape allegations. He's like, oh, you know what? Also, one time he farted on me.
Twice.
I mean, that's a really shitty thing to do. and no pun intended or anything, but that really sucks. Like he's doing it just to fuck with his doctor who, like, he's, you know, well, obviously didn't pay for his services.
Oh yeah, he's hamming it up for the camera while this is going on. Like, you know, he says, oh, I'm sorry, doc, you know, and then he kind of looks over at the camera like, yeah, I farted on this doctor.
Wink, wink. Welcome to my new show, AB Farts on People.
The problem, though, Travis, is like we're rewarding bad behavior. And I mean, he did lose his job. But I'm sure he'll find something.
Yeah, I was going to say, he lost his he's not going to play in the NFL.
Well, and he even said, he's like, he's done with it. He's done with it. He's pissed off that they keep pulling contracts off from under him, which, you know, he takes no responsibility for that.
Sure.
He just is, he's blaming the owners for pulling contracts out from under him. Like, yeah, that happened in Oakland where you threatened to punch your boss in the face. And it happened in New England in the midst of rape allegations.
But so, the thing is,
I guess they're doing that
in the middle of all this. His star is rising. His stake is getting bigger than ever, Travis. Like in the world of Jersey Shore and Teen Mom, he's going to be fine.
Oh, if he doesn't get an MTV reality show, he, you know, I think Drunk was right. We were talking about that privately. Like, where's Antonio Brown going to play now? And he said, this was before his announcement, but he said, oh, he'll play for the STL Battlehawks. And not one day later, Antonio Brown took to Twitter and said, I will no longer play in the NFL. It's like, oh, fuck, XFL starting up real soon.
And you know why he said, I will no longer play in the NFL? Because somebody called him to do something else. Somebody called him and signed him up for something.
Oh, yeah. He's as much of an asshole as this guy is. He's not stupid, necessarily.
He's crazy, you know? For sure.
He's crazy. Guys like this, that they go where the money is.
Right. Somebody called him and made him an offer. And he said, oh, I'm bigger than ever. Now, like that Ryan Lochte guy. Like, somebody offered Ryan Lochte a reality show or something. And then he went and did that. He was on. He was on Celebrity Big Brother. And it was like,
right.
The only thing I know about Ryan Lochte is that he was in the Olympics and like he punched somebody at a gas station and made the United States look like assholes.
Yeah, this is the Charlie Sheen syndrome, right? Where you're going to get bounced off of your high paying gig on Two and a Half Men, and then Fox is going to sign you to a ridiculous like 500 episodes of some shitty show nobody's going to watch and pay a ton of money. I mean, it's the same kind of deal.
And it was just on every week forever. They didn't advertise it. They just put another one on because we got Charlie for another 85 of these.
Well, I guess we really fucked up here, but here's another show.
Yeah. Here he is.
He'll be just fine. I don't know where he's going to pop up, but he's going to pop up somewhere. Matt, you got what you'd say is a pick of the week, Matt? Something you want the people to know about?
I am going to be running my first 5K, like a official 5K.
Holy shit, that's two more Ks than a 3K.
You're right. Yeah, it is. I'm doing that this Saturday with Joe. Joe and I are running a 5K, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Is your family going to be there on the sidelines supporting you, handing you water?
Maybe. I'm a little nervous because I don't know what the etiquette is of like running on the track or the trail with other people there.
Push them out of the way.
So I've been reading articles like where I need to like stand and or where I need to be or where I should be on the left or the right. And now I've got a little bit of anxiety about where I should be on the track. And, you know, sometimes I guess people say like you run by them and then they pat you on the back. Are you supposed to pat them on the back if they pass you? I don't know.
That sounds like a lot of touching that I'm not interested in.
Yeah. Do you have to wear a little paper number on your back, Matt?
I think so. I think there's a paper number.
I think there's always a paper number in a run.
Yeah.
You probably save that and then pin it up in your home.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, good luck on that. I hope you do really well and you'll have to come back and tell us where you placed.
Yeah, I'll get invited back on the show and, you know, tell you guys how it went and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Travis, the pick of the week?
Yeah, my pick of the week, I think, is Baby Teeth. It's a comic by Donnie Cates, published by Aftershock Comics. It's about a 16-year-old girl, Sadie, who gets pregnant and births the Antichrist and all of the hilarity that ensues with her birthing the Antichrist.
Why does she do that?
Well, she doesn't know it's the Antichrist. And then when she gives birth, like some weird earthquakes and shit start happening and some weird shit. And then she discovers that her baby doesn't drink milk, but drinks blood. And then assassins come for the baby and this weird demon raccoon thing comes to try to kill the baby. It's a whole thing. Read Baby Teeth by Donnie Cates from Apple.
Baby Teeth, go.
Baby Mike, Teeth. Mike, you got pick of the week?
Travis, the pick of the week. No, not really. I guess
Love Mars Hated the Food.
Love Mars Hated the Food by Willie Handler. Get a Matt's pirated version on a torrent site.
Review the real version on Amazon.
Guys, spooky month next week. Travis, I think we're going to do a flat drunk again. I think we're going to do another flat drunk coming up pretty soon. So, guys, be thinking about it.
Fun.
Yeah, do some spooky flat drunks or regular flat drunks, whatever you say. So, yeah, that's coming up soon. So, guys,
flat drunks, RIP Sid Haig, who we had submission a couple years ago from Jay Adson. Sid Haig.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll do it again next week. Thanks for listening. Take care, and I don't know. That's my mama, Travis. That's my mama.
Be good to one another.
Yeah, be well.
As they drag you by your feet, but the hangman isn't hanging, and they put you on the street. Can you go back, Jack? Do it again. Wheel turning round and round. You go back, Jack. Do it again. When you she's no high climber, then you find your only friend in a room with your two-timer, and you're sure you're near the end. Then you love a little wild one, and she brings you only sorrow. All the time you know she's smiling, you'll be on your knees tomorrow.
That's it for this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. We're live every Tuesday night, 9-8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can get all of our back episodes at WFODix.com. You can call in when we're live, leave a voicemail when we're not live. The phone number there is 636-487-HAND. You can interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or at WFODix on all of those. You can email your comments to Mike, Travis, Drunk, or Matt at WFODshow.com. Thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Mr. Brian Krantz, Ms. Valerie Carpenter, and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, patreon.com/WFODix. You get a little after show after every episode. We're going to start doing a bonus episode every month, so stay tuned for that. That's coming strictly to the Patreons pretty soon. So, yeah. Guys, we'll do it again next week. We appreciate you listening. Take care. Bye. Spooky month next week, guys. Spooky month. Ooh, spooky.
lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
Now it's time for the Pizza Head Show.
Hey, everybody! Today we're going to learn how Pizza Hut makes their famous crust. Yay!
That's right, Pizza Head. And here's your friend Chef Steve to explain.
Oh, hi, Chef. Hey, wait a second. Steve. He's not a chef.
Sure he is. He just wants to show you how they make thin and crispy pizza. Of course, there's Bigfoot Pizza. Or my favorite, Pan Pizza.
Hey, that's hot. Oh, boy. Hey, woo, woo.
Well, that's all for today, kids. See you next time.